Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his love endures forever. Amen. Text for consideration today recorded for us in the book of John, chapter 5, the first 15 verses. Here's some of those verses. It says, "One man was there who had been sick for 38 years, and when Jesus saw him lying there, he knew he had been sick for a long time. And he asked him, 'Do you want to get well?'" God's word is truth. Amen. Do you want to get well? What kind of question is that? You know, Jesus goes here to Bethesda for a purpose. He knows he's going there to heal someone, but the rest don't. And the name Bethesda means house of mercy. And according to verse 4, this place had a pool of water, and an angel of the Lord would stir up the waters here. And the first one in would be healed of whatever disability or disease they had. And this is the mercy of God to those who hurt. And many came. And there were five covered colonnades or porches surrounding this pool, and many would gather there. And they were hoping to hear the sound, to see the side of the pool bubble a bit. And then it was time. It was time to get in before anyone else. Now, certainly some had an advantage over others. If you can't somehow move your body over to the pool in a hurry, you are out of hope unless someone else can get you there. But they have to be there and be ready. Maybe a helper would be there for a while, but after a few days, there would be other things that need tending to. And now, sure, some were new to the pool of healing. Maybe a few days, months. Maybe some stayed there for a year or more. But Jesus doesn't find the easy one. He finds the one who was there longer than most. A man who had been by this pool, waiting and wanting to jump in, but couldn't for 38 years. Think of the last 38 years of your life. Many of you weren't even born. 38 years ago, could you imagine waiting by a poolside for a chance to be healed of your paralysis since the wedding of princes died to Charles, the Prince of Wales? Since MS-DOS was released along with the first IBM personal computer? Since I was 4 years old? That is ancient. But there he was. And he's seen so many healed before him, but never him. It's like the woman with 12 bridesmaids' dresses in her closet, and all she wants is a wedding dress. It wears down on you after a while. And maybe that question was to spark a series of questions in the man's head. Is this still what he wanted? Maybe he was too comfortable being the way he was, and he really didn't want to change, but he's just hanging around Bethesda because everyone expects him to be there. Maybe he was comfortable getting mercy from others and having a lifestyle different than most. He adjusted to it. It has become what he knows, and he doesn't know anything different, and different is hard. And if he were well, then he wouldn't be at Bethesda. He'd be somewhere else, doing something else. It would be a drastic change. Was he ready for such a change? Would he ever be? Sometimes people get too comfortable with sin. And at times people get too comfortable with addictions to drunkenness, with addictions to painkillers, with addictions to sexual immorality digitally through a smartphone, that they don't know anything different, that they don't want to know anything different. Different scares them. And at times people get too comfortable not knowing God and not wanting to know God. At a funeral home, seeing a friend whose life has passed away but refusing the question that your mind is screaming, pulsating with. What is there in the afterlife? There's something more to life than this. What am I missing? Or the guilt of sin. And living in this guilt gets way too comfortable for way too long. You know that it's wrong and that there's going to be hell to pay for it. But chances are that someday isn't today. Do you want to get well? For 38 years, this man lived a certain way. His friendships and his life was all wrapped up in who he was and where he was and what he did and didn't do. Now would he want something different? Would he want to be well? As people struggle with addictions and unbelief and guilt after so long, do they want to get well, or are they too comfortable with wrong? Is it too dangerous to acknowledge that there is a problem and that problem is sin? that something isn't right, needs to be fixed, not only for the day-to-day, but for the eternal. The man says yes, and his solution is that Jesus could help him into the pool when the waters are stirred. Maybe this stranger could be the answer to help him out. But the solution isn't the pool, it isn't Bethesda, it's Jesus. He is the solution to this man, and two, he is the solution to our sin. Get up, pick up your mat and walk. Instantly the man was healed. He picked up his mat and walked. Jesus says, follow me. Jesus says to follow him, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Believe in your Jesus, or believe in Jesus as your Savior, says your Lord. And I'm not saying that you don't ever need to go to the hospital, just have a prayer session and the cancer will be cured. I'm not saying if you believe enough, you will never struggle with sin, addiction, or temptation again, or that every hardship and struggle in your life will be healed in this life if you believe in Jesus. That's just bad theology. That is making Jesus into something he is not, a magic cure-all like apple cider vinegar. Jesus is not apple cider vinegar. Jesus is more than that. And the things we struggle with, God uses those in your life too. But the sin, the doubts, and the guilt have to go. And that is what Jesus came for. Do you want to get well? Do you want to get well? You know, would you ever tell that to a man who has been disabled for 38 years? Why did Jesus ask that question? Was it hurtful? Was it to be cruel? Well, you know why. It's because Jesus heals. Jesus points out your sin. And as you read the Bible, you may be offended at just how blunt he is. He points out that there is a right and that there is a wrong. He says that since he is the God who created this world and who made you, he is the one who gets to determine that. And his expectation is perfection. And the Bible calls us to account like nobody else in this world, not even grandma. Do you want to get well? I am surprised that man didn't curse Jesus out at such a question. And as the Word of God points out our need for a Savior, there might be some who would be tempted to do such a thing, but you have to ask yourself, why is Jesus asking the question? Sinner, do you want to get well? Is it to hurt you? Is it to be cruel? Or is it to heal you of sin in a way that only Jesus can heal you of sin? And the way Jesus does that is through the cross. There is where he has taken your sin. There is where he has spilled his blood and gave up his life to cover you with his holiness and to give you life, true life, now and forevermore. Confess your sins. Any addictions, any doubts about Jesus, any and all guilt that hangs around your neck, bring those to Jesus. Jesus heals. Believe in Jesus as your Savior. Believe in Jesus for the forgiveness of sins. Believe in Jesus for a new life as we live for him in this world, not for ourselves. Believe in Jesus for salvation. An eternity in heaven with the Lord Jesus and all those faithful to him who have gone before us. Sinner, do you want to get well? Jesus is the cure. Follow him, believe him, praise him. Amen.